Well, good morning, everybody. Good to see you. We're in favourite psalms, and wasn't it wonderful hearing Archie's favourite psalm, read so well, and why it was his favourite psalm. It was wonderful. Well, Psalm 116 is my favourite psalm. Let's just pray as we start. Oh, Heavenly Father, thank you for your word, that within it every aspect of life is covered. Help us as we look at your word and as we live for you. In Jesus' name, amen. So if you'd like to turn with me to Psalm 116, it's on page 625 of your church Bibles there. I love the Lord because he has heard my voice and my supplication. Because he inclined his ear to me, therefore I will call on him as long as I live. Well, back in 2002, I was in a dark place. I was head of year at quite a difficult comprehensive school. Head of year used to be called head of telling kids off, basically. Head of shouting. Very un-PC, I suppose. But it was difficult, and it was taking its toll after 7 years. I was signed off sick. I felt like my career was done at the age of 46. I decided to pack it in. So I stood down from head of year. And I was prepared to be a bog-standard teacher. I had a good head teacher who was supportive. And I did stand down. And I started listening to the Bible on tape in those days. God's living word read out loud. And it changed my life. And looking back, I could see that the Lord had shook me up. He grabbed hold of me in that dark time and showed me that I needed him. And I rededicated my life to him then. And without my wife Helen, I wouldn't have been able to respond to his call on my life, which, unbeknown to me, led me to ordination. And all that came through those dark experiences. I guess I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for those dark experiences. And I suppose it's what we do with those the darkness, what matters. And it's not easy. It's not easy. Some of you are probably there at the moment. And this psalm expresses that. In those first two verses, I love the Lord because he heard my supplication, because he inclined his ear to me. Therefore, I will call on him as long as I live. He rescued me. And this psalm is effectively a prayer of commitment and thanks for deliverance. And for that, I too, like the writer of this psalm, are forever grateful to God. For the psalmist, the deliverance was possibly death, great trouble, or a serious illness. Verse 3, the snares of death encompassed me, the pangs of Sheol laid hold of me. I suffered distress and anguish. Then I called on the name of the Lord. Oh Lord, I pray, save my life. Simple, isn't it? Save my life. And this psalm may have been sung at Passover. Jesus and his disciples may well have sung this very psalm at the Last Supper in the upper room there. Very appropriate, isn't it, for Easter as Jesus faces the cross. But for me, I was dead. I was dead spiritually. Had been for a long time. I just went through the motions of going to church. Friends were there. It's good social stuff. But there wasn't anything else for me personally. I didn't pray. I didn't read the Bible. I didn't even want to. I had tried it. Gave up after a few days. You know, the usual story of good intentions. I was dead spiritually, or near it. Just as the psalmist describes. And as I listened in the darkness to God's word read to me, it spoke powerfully to me. And God, by his grace, dragged me up from spiritual death and gave me a new life. Not now wanting to pray, now wanting to read, now wanting to listen to his word. My life changed. I love the Lord because he heard my supplications. Because he heard my voice and my supplications. Because he inclined his ear to me. Therefore, I will call on him as long as I live. Thanksgiving for deliverance and commitment to him. To live for him for the rest of life. And the psalmist declares his love of the Lord. Why? Well, because he heard him in the midst of his distress. As death seemed to approach, the snares of death encompassed me. The pangs of Sheol laid hold of me. I suffered distress and anguish. Then I called on the name of the Lord. O Lord, I pray, save my life. He was answered. What do you do with answered prayer? Wow, that was lucky. Wasn't that a coincidence? You won't believe what just happened to me. The doctors were amazing. But for the psalmist, he's sure that the Lord has answered his prayer and restoration and healing has come from him. It's no coincidence to him. So when prayer is answered, the psalmist resolves there and then to call on him again. This encourages the next time trouble strikes. The Lord was with me then. He'll be with me the next time. So I'll call on him. Therefore, I'll call on his name as long as I live. And so we grow in trust, trusting our lives and our circumstances to him. Archie said that, didn't he? In his little testimony. Is that you? Is that me? And in the light of his experience of deliverance, he worships the Lord. Verses 5 following forward. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Our God is merciful. The Lord protects the simple. When I was brought low, he saved me. Return, O my soul, to your rest. For the Lord has dealt bountifully with you. For you have delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling. I walk before the Lord in the land of the living. His way of praying is just so straightforward, isn't it? No faffing about. Are you praying like that? Are you praying? Or are you just too busy? Is life too frenetic? We were with the grandkids over the weekend, and do you know what? They're up at 6:30. They're in your bed. You know, when am I going to read my Bible? When am I going to have a little bit of time to myself? But there is time. There is time. If we really make it. You see, prayer is not a duty. It's about a relationship. Prayer is a relationship of love with the Lord our God. I love the Lord because. And as we pray, the Lord hears. And as he hears, he answers. And he has things in hand. It doesn't mean a magic answers, but he has things in hand. And maybe not what we expect. It wasn't pleasant being in that dark place in 2002. And other dark places since. But he was in that dark place alongside. And he is with you. And he hears. And in the darkness he can. He can give rest. And he can give a sense of peace. In the midst of those difficulties. Knowing that Jesus is there alongside. He promises so in his word. Can you do anything to be a praying person? What can you do to be a praying person? Some things might have to change. You might have to carve out some time somewhere. It doesn't have to be long. And as we give it a go, as we trust in the Lord, we find that he is reliable. He'll see us through whatever. And Psalm 9 puts it well. It says, the Lord is the stronghold for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble. And those who know your name put their trust in you. For you, O Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you. Do you know the Lord? Do you? Do you know his name? And his name means his very character, the promises he's made to those who follow him, how much he loves you. And if you don't know God, if you don't know his name, then please sort that out. Seek him. It matters. Because life is richer, it's fuller, it's more worthwhile, it's more secure with Jesus in it. And suffering and affliction come to us all. But here's the turning point in verse 10. I kept my faith even when I said, I am greatly afflicted. I think he's saying, you know, when I was up against it, against all the odds in this dark pit, I still called out to you, Lord. Still. And the psalmist kind of realizes that in the face of the storm, he is, in fact, a true believer. Are we true believers? You know, faith in God is not a crutch for the weak at all. It's leaning heavily on our Lord. Crutches break. The Lord never lets us down. And what lets us down is believing in ourselves and others. We're told to do that a lot these days, aren't we? You just need to believe in yourself. Not here. And I think that's what's meant there by verse 11. I said in my consternation, everyone is a liar. It's as if the best that human beings have got to offer is so limited, is so unreliable. Not so the Lord. And the response to answer prayer in verse 12, what shall I return to the Lord for all his bounty to me? A response of gratitude and service, verses 13 and 14. I'll lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people. It's a pledge. It's a pledge both privately and publicly to grab hold of what God has offered us in salvation. So many blessings. And to live that out for him. And so the psalmist, in the light of his deliverance, is making promises privately by calling on the name of the Lord and publicly by paying his vows in the presence of his people. Perhaps you need to do that. Perhaps things have become just a little bit too familiar, a bit too predictable, a bit too stale. I'll lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of his people. Do something about it, personally and publicly, and serve the Lord. And when we emerge from difficulties, do we love the Lord even more? Do we have a closer, more disciplined walk with Jesus? A closer walk with him? Verse 15, we're precious to him. Because Jesus died for you and for me. That's how much he loves you. That's how precious you are to him. He wants no one to be lost. We're precious, and the death of his loved ones is not taken lightly by God. Because our identity is found in Christ. Because in him we're safe and we're secure, whatever. Do you know that you're loved? Do you know that you're loved and precious in God's eyes? Isn't that what people need to hear today? Isn't that what our Facebook generation craves? Attention and approval and meaning? Our meaning comes from Christ, not how many likes we get on Facebook. And the psalmist just can't help himself, can he, in this psalm? Such was his trouble and so great his delivery that he just positively brims with praise. And he resolves to serve him. Verses 16 following forward. O Lord, I am your servant. I am your servant, the child of your serving maid. You have loosed my bonds. I will offer to you a thanksgiving sacrifice, and call on the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people, in the courts of the house of the Lord, in your midst, O Jerusalem. Praise the Lord. So what's your response? One of them might be that you need to serve the Lord practically here at St. George's. And there's plenty here to do. We heard Elizabeth appealing for people to help at creche. There's plenty to do. What could you do for him as a response of gratitude for what he's done for you? What a challenging short psalm this is. What a great God. And it's worth reminding ourselves as we move into Holy Week and focus on Jesus, that he gave his all for us to save us ultimately. I love the Lord because he heard my voice and my supplications. Because he inclined his ear to me, therefore I will call on him as long as I live. What's your response today?